This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the telephone numbers here momentarily so that you can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. We, of course, have some stories that we have brought in, and it's always a good sign when we bring in things that are related.
Right.
And the we in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, I will let you start off with the story about Tor.
Sure.
That is the onion router, and no, it's not an actual router made out of onions. It's a special program that you download, and it allows you to get to what they call the deep web.
Dun, 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 the dark net, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. But not everything that happens on, you know, the dark net or the deep web is nefarious.
Absolutely. And this whole thing, and people tend to forget this, that Tor, the onion router, which is what Tor stands for, was something that was created by the U.S. government. It was a way to use the internet in a different way. And the nice thing about how it is, how it was built and how it was set up and how it's been maintained is it can obfuscate where you are. It can encrypt your traffic for you and things like that. And you know, a lot of people will say, well, if you act like you've got something to hide, you must have something to hide, so you must be breaking some law. Well, no. Tor is used a lot by dissidents in foreign countries that have restrictions on freedom of the press and things like that. And there's just a lot of legitimate reasons why you would not want your traffic or your location perhaps to be known.
Right, and you know there are journalists from Reporters Without Borders, for instance, that will use Tor to communicate
sure.
with other journalists because they might be in a country that you know does not even try to claim to respect freedom of the press.
They're listening.
Yeah, you know, there are some countries where they claim to respect freedom of the press, but then they wind up arresting journalists that say things that, you know, some government agent doesn't like.
Absolutely. Pete Santilli, for example.
You know, there are countries that absolutely do not even claim to respect freedom of the press. So if you're a journalist and you're there and you want your story to get out, then the only way to get that out is to use something like Tor.
Absolutely. And Tor's kind of neat in that you can run a variety of different protocols over it, not to get all techie, but it's more than just browsing to whatever the latest version of the Silk Road is and get your goodies shipped to you.
Right.
There's a lot of different things you can do.
There's something in the news, or rather Tor's in the news for some reason.
You bet.
And I've got one story about it. You've got another. And these are, you know, two completely different stories about why, you know, some people, government agents specifically, don't like Tor, even though they created it.
You bet. So the article I have is from the website torrentfreak.com, which is a pretty good website if you're interested in what's going on in torrents and in technology. The headline is Tor and Bitcoin Hinder Anti-Piracy Efforts. A new report published by the European Union Intellectual Property Office identifies a wide range of business models that are used by pirate sites. The organization, which announced a new collaboration with Europol this week, signals Bitcoin and the Tor network as two key threats to ongoing anti-piracy efforts. And when they're talking piracy, they're not talking sailing ships and guys with swords and parrots. They're talking about people making copies of movies and books and
okay, so I
stuff
can,
like that.
I can kind of see how they're saying that Tor would make it more difficult for them to stop copying of files.
Right.
But how does Bitcoin fit into this? Or are they just like throwing out buzzwords that they've heard of? Oh, well, Bitcoin, I've heard of Bitcoin, so let's just say that Bitcoin is making it harder, too.
Yeah, well, they're going to make some allegations in this story, and we'll get to those. To avoid enforcement efforts, pirate sites often go to extremes to hide themselves from rights holders and authorities. Increasingly, this also means that they're using various encryption technologies to increase their resilience and anonymity. Several of these technologies are highlighted in a new report published by the European Union Intellectual Property Office, or EUIPO. The report gives a broad overview of the business models that are used to illegally exploit intellectual property. This includes websites dedicated to counterfeit goods, but also online piracy hubs such as torrent sites and file hosting platforms. EUIPO hopes that mapping out these business models will help to counter the ongoing threat they face. The study will provide enhanced understanding to policymakers, civil society, and private businesses. At the same time, it will help to identify and better understand the range of responses necessary to tackle the challenge of large-scale online IPR infringements, EUIPO notes. So, according to the research, several infringing business models rely on encryption-based technologies. The Tor network and Bitcoin, for example, are repeatedly mentioned as part of this, quote, shadow landscape, unquote. So I think what they're alleging here is that, you know, because these businesses might fund themselves or conduct transactions through Bitcoin, it makes it much more difficult for them to pursue their, you know, you can't go in and seize the bank account of a guy who's only dealing in Bitcoin.
Right.
It's very, very difficult.
But again, none of the torrent sites that I'm aware of require you to pay Bitcoin in order to download the torrent. None of the torrent sites that I'm aware of are even on the Tor network.
And most of them are. You look at stuff like the Pirate Bay, it's just a standard website. It allows you to search for torrents. And torrents, for those of you who don't know, it's a little bit of code that you can download to your computer, and that allows you to get a piece of, say, a movie from maybe 1,000 different people. And because you're dealing with these little tiny fragments, it can be very fast and very easy to download, which makes it very, very easy to distribute.
Right. So instead of having a centralized server, which is what Napster had.
Exactly.
Where there was a central server, people would upload the files to a server, and then somebody would say, oh, I want that file, and they would download it from a server.
Right.
With BitTorrent, there is no server. There's the torrent network, and everybody that is running the torrent mirror link, which is what it's called, they have little pieces of the file on their computer, and so then somebody's downloading the file from a bunch of different computers instead of from one computer, one centralized place. So you can take one computer out of that system, and the network is still going.
Right.
Whereas with Facebook, and yes, I know Facebook is going to have more than one server, but there's still, you know, like a central thing somewhere. You take that out, and it all shuts down.
Yeah. So I won't go on and get into the redundancy of Facebook. Your point is well taken. In a distributed system, you have built-in resiliency and reliability, and that's what this is all about. And from an enforcement point of view, if the government wants to stop people from distributing, you know, chasing Nemo or whatever the heck, whatever movie's out, I don't know.
Finding Dory.
Yeah, there we go. If they wanted to shut that down, then they could look on the Tor network and they could say, aha, somebody has an illegal copy of that. And it looks like 400 different people have bits and pieces of it, and those people are in 20 different countries. So
better go arrest
what
them
do
all.
We do? So really, most BitTorrent, I mean, they'll try to grab one person if they recognize an IP address, and they're doing a lot of things like that. But there's many, many ways that people use to obfuscate where they are and what their real IP address is.
You can do something like a VPN, a virtual private network, to where it makes it look like you're connecting from somewhere else. You can use Tor. There's a lot of things that you can do. We'll touch on some of these. And, well, the NSA doesn't like it when you do those things. We'll talk about that as well as your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in number, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking Bitcoin and Tor being the Onion Router. specifically that the European Union doesn't like it when people use them. They say that it hurts their anti-piracy activities. And, well, apparently the NSA doesn't like Tor or Linux either. But we here on Free Talk Live, we are big fans of decentralized technology and Bitcoin. And when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, you have a lot of options. But there's only one wallet, that is, that holds your Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. Jax, J-A-X-X. Go to jax.io, or you can download the app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. All data is stored client-side, so they, the programmers of Jax, they never have access to your funds. You can use this thing cross-platform, and their sleek design means smooth functionality on your phone or your computer. It's easy to back up and recover funds if need be. And here's a little insider info. The ultimate aim for Jax is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. Control in the palm of your hand. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Now, Chris, you had the story about the European Union not liking Tor or Bitcoin, saying that it is hurting their anti-piracy activities. And, well, the EU, what was it, the EUIP something?
EUIPO, or European Union Intellectual Property Office.
Yeah, well, they're not the only ones that have an issue with decentralized technology. And actually, the NSA has a problem with some open source programs. I've got that story from digitaltrends.com. They say that fans of the Linux operating system Tails, the Amnesiac Incognito Live system, use it because of the well-documented security and anonymity features it provides. The system utilizes a Tor browser, which also affords more anonymity to users while browsing sites on the Internet. The Linux Journal is a monthly technology magazine and news site that focuses on topics related to Linux, obviously, and other open source programs. Linux fans are typically outspoken about the operating system and are quick to argue the benefits with OS X and Windows users. They have developed a reputation for being champions of open source and anonymity when it comes to computing. Tails and Tor users are not only fans of the operating system, but they are also focused on security. And Chris, I know firsthand that you are a fan of security.
I do like it, yes.
You're also a user of Tails.
I don't know
if you're using it right now.
No, not right now, but I always carry around at least a USB key that's got it loaded up, so if I feel like I need a little extra layer of privacy, I can pop it into pretty much any machine and off I go.
Well, the NSA wants to keep an eye on you and a lot of other people because the NSA, this according to digitaltrends.com, the NSA recently became interested in these users' activities, reportedly labeling Linux Journal readers and users of both Tor and Tails as extremist.
Dang it. I've got another reason that they can label me an extremist.
Documents leaked in connection with, take a guess. Yep, Edward Snowden purportedly included XKeyscore, a surveillance program that Snowden and anti-surveillance proponents criticized. Members of the Tor project obtained the XKeyscore source code and reviewed it in detail. The Tor project discovered that the NSA flagged members of the Tor community and their related IP addresses for surveillance. The program flags any IP address involved in any web search for the term Tails or Tails meaning. The program refers to Tails Linux distribution as a cosmic mechanism advocated by extremists and extremist forums, according to TechPost.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the code right now. It's a very short definition for the X key score rules. But yeah, it is. It's pretty clear. If you're looking for tails, then yeah, you've shown up in X key score.
Some speculation exists that a second leaker, in addition to Snowden, helped provide and possibly decipher the source code, but no supporting evidence of this has yet come to light. In response to the allegations, the NSA released an official statement saying, "The NSA collects only what is authorized by law to collect for valid foreign intelligence purposes."
Right.
Do you believe that?
No, I think that's pretty much gone completely out the window, and it amazes me. Two things amaze me. Number one, that they continue to basically state the same lie over and over and over again.
Right. What was the question that was asked of James Comey by one of the senators? Does the NSA spy on millions or tens of millions of Americans?
Not Comey. The guy you're thinking FBI. I'm thinking of NSA.
Right, but whoever it was,
yeah,
the guy said, no,
not
absolutely not.
Not intentionally, which was absolutely a lie also. So at least back in the day, and I'll take you guys back to like the early 80s and the late 70s when countries still spied on their own citizens, but back in the earlier days of the NSA, what the NSA would do is work with GCHQ in England, and they would basically push the data back and forth. So because the NSA couldn't spy on American citizens, they would provide all of the phone calls and everything that was going on in America to the English, who would then decode it and then analyze it and do all that and let us know if anything popped up. And we would do the same for their citizens because they had similar laws. So the end result was exactly the same, but at least they tried to do it in a way that they could sort of argue that it was legal.
I think it was NSA Director Keith Alexander.
There we go. Yeah, Keith with big cojones to sit there and lie like that.
Yeah, and He didn't intend to lie, so therefore it's not perjury, I guess, is the new standard if you're a government official.
I forgot we have that defense now. This is great.
Only if you're a government official.
All right.
Because after all, the whole Hillary, well, she didn't intend to break all of the laws that we said that she violated. But, yeah, you try that. I didn't intend to. Doesn't matter. Intent's not one of the elements of this crime, sir.
How was she ever going to know that the Chinese and Russians were going to hack that server in her basement? I mean, really, you don't think of these things, do you?
Well, she didn't intend for them to hack the server.
Yeah, see?
Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We are talking about Tor and Linux, and hopefully we're not getting too technical. I don't think we are, because sometimes when you know, do tech talk,
yeah,
especially if you're knowledgeable, and Chris, you are, I know enough to be dangerous. There are times when you can wind up, you know, going over people's heads rather quickly, and I don't think we are doing that.
Try
and
not to.
Because we're talking more about the newsworthiness of a report where the NSA apparently has labeled users of Linux and Tor as possible extremists.
So Linux kind of surprises me, you know, because that is pretty much a mainstream operating system. There's only really the big three. You got Windows, you got Apple OS's, iOS, and then you have Linux. And the only real difference is, besides stability and how the fact that Linux is actually a pretty dang good operating system.
But Linux is not centralized, whereas Apple and Microsoft are.
Well, it's open source. Anybody can look at all the code. Anybody can contribute to it. And that's just a very different business model. But there's nothing inherent to Linux that makes it a threat on its own. You know what I mean? It's not. I can see how one would make the argument for Tor.
Specifically, they're saying that readers of a magazine / website called Linux Journal are possible extremists in addition to Tor and Tel's users. So it's not even necessarily Linux users. It's people that read a specific website slash magazine. And this, of course, was found when somebody read the source code for X-Keyscore, which is a collection. And I've pulled up the article from TechSpot where they go a little more in-depth than Digital Trends does. X-Keyscore is a collection and analysis software that was among a number of surveillance programs revealed by Edward Snowden. In the source code, which has been obtained and analyzed by members of the Tor project and security specialists for German broadcasters NDR and WDR, they identified two German Tor Directory Authority servers as being under surveillance by the NSA. The code also cites a number of specific IP addresses of the Tor Directory Authority. Now, one thing that's interesting is that Canada, along with the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, and the United States, are collectively known as the Five Eyes.
You got it.
And exempt from certain surveillance laws.
Absolutely, unless we decide that we want to go after Angela Merkel's email or phone calls. So, supposedly exempt. I find it interesting they also bring up TrueCrypt, which is anybody who's ever looked into full disk encryption is a name that I'm sure they'll be familiar with too. But yeah, it's not just Linux Journal. That is one site, but it's a whole bunch of sites. So
yeah, I've got a partial list here from TechSpot where they say aside from Linux Journal, other monitored websites include privacy.li, freeproxies.org, Hotspot Shield, Megaproxy, Freenet, Centurion, and an anonymous email service called MixMinion. While there is no word about how the source code was obtained, security experts aren't sure whether it was leaked by Snowden or someone else. Back to the article from Digital Trends. They say the statement, that being the statement where the NSA claims that they only collect what is authorized by law to collect on foreign intelligence, or rather for foreign intelligence purposes, that statement emphasized that strict oversight and compliance processes are supposedly in place to ensure that programs like X-Keyscore are used as intended and as allowed by law. And again, they mention that the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Canada, Australia, and the U.S. are exempt from surveillance of this kind.
So let's go back a year or two. We had this guy who showed up out of the blue, Edward Snowden.
Yes.
He comes forward. He's got a ton of documents. He's got all this stuff. He's smuggled out of the NSA. He gets it into the hands of some good, responsible journalists who slowly and carefully put this out to the masses so that we reveal what's going on inside the NSA.
Yes.
And then Congress holds hearings and there's hand-wringing and there's pounding on fists on tables and we've got to stop this. And what has ever changed?
Well, they passed that thing that they call the Freedom Act that now, instead of the NSA collecting all of your data, your phone company collects the data and hands it over to the NSA whenever they're asked for it.
Right. So for those of you listening who think we fixed this problem a couple years ago or feel like it just sort of went away on its own, it hasn't. We're talking about the same program. We're talking about X-Keyscore.
Right.
This came out years ago.
Now, one of the things that has annoyed me greatly and tremendously is that just a few months before Edward Snowden ever leaked any of his documents, the U.S. Supreme Court threw out a case where they said, you can't sue for being spied on because there's no proof that you're being spied on. You just think you're being spied on. So no case for you. And then Edward Snowden comes out with these documents.
Right.
And Congress voted to wind up continuing funding all of these NSA programs. And then about a week later, some of the documents came up. Oh, the NSA is doing that thing that you just voted to continue funding.
Right.
And they've never brought it back up to vote to repeal the funding since they had that one vote. They were 12 votes short. 12 votes.
Yeah.
And they have not brought it back up because John Boehner and now Paul Ryan don't want to bring it back up.
No, of course not. This is the system, and we, the NSA and the powers that be are more interested in control, and for them to feel like they are in control, they have to know everything about what you and everyone you know is doing, thinking, saying. They're going to wrap it all in, and this is all about terrorism. It's not. There's absolutely no reason. And there's no constitutional backing for this to occur. And, you know, we'll sit here and have a debate. Well, you know, because of terrorism,
it's still outrageous and it should not be happening.
Of course, but you get this argument that anything for safety, and we're going to hear this again after the tragedy that happened in Nice, France, and after every single one of these tragedies, it's going to be a call to, we have to do more. We have to become more invasive in your lives. You're going to have to sacrifice some of your rights for a little bit more security.
The older I get and the more I learn, the more I think that George Carlin was absolutely right. It's a big club. We ain't in it. And it's the same club they used to beat us over the head and get us to comply. A little bit more from this article on digitaltrends.com. They say, other OS proponents may consider Linux users to be a unique or eccentric group of users, but the application of the term extremist blanket label has been created, or rather has created a strong backlash in the tech community. And I would say rightfully so. People that want privacy, that want to be secure in their persons, papers, and effects.
That sounds familiar, Daryl.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
that's
not
the Fourth
extremists.
Amendment. Yeah. Yeah.
We're not extremists because we, you know, don't want to be spied on. There was somebody else other than Hillary that said, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to fear. I think his name was Goebbels.
I think you're right.
Yeah. You may be familiar with the guy. He worked hand in hand with another guy that you may have heard of, Adolf Hitler. Yeah, this is very horrible. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. And we've known for a while that governments don't really like it when people try to compete without their permission. Now, we just told you about how the European Union and the NSA are saying that people using Tor are, you know, bad people. In Europe, they're saying Tor users are, quote, hurting their anti-piracy activities. And the NSA is saying that readers of Linux Journal might be extremist, as are users of Tor and Tels. Tels being, well, what's that acronym stand for again, Chris?
The amnesiatic, I don't have it in front of me.
Incognito something system.
Yeah.
Basically, it's something you have on a flash drive, you plug into your USB port, and then it winds up creating, you know, like a dual boot sort of thing on your computer. You do whatever you want to do, and then when you're done, you unplug it, and there's no record of any of that on your computer. Well, we've also talked about how in a lot of places, various governments have tried shutting down Uber and Lyft, or in some places, they're, you know, doing everything they can to make the laws such that Uber and Lyft are able to operate. And we've also talked about Austin, Texas, which is one of those cities where they don't take too kindly to people competing with the taxi companies. And, well, you may have heard the name Christopher David, especially if you've listened to Free Talk Live, you know, in some length. You know, we've talked about Chris before. He's the creator of Arcade City. And, well, he's been down in Austin, Texas recently trying to get Arcade City relaunched. And, well, there's something strange that happened today. Several, this from a Facebook post on the Arcade City website, quote, several Austin Police Department officers and transportation officials entered Capital Factory on Friday afternoon in search of Arcade City founder Christopher David. David and the Arcade City team were not in the building at the time.
Whoops.
Two Austin Transportation Department officials, accompanied by four police officers, went into the co-working space with plans to issue a citation for operating a transportation service without a valid operating authority, according to a spokeswoman for the city.
Was that authority or authorité?
Authorita.
There we go.
Respect my authorita. The violation, technically this would not be a violation. The offense is a Class C misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500. And the reason I say it's not a violation is also a legal term.
Understand.
As with misdemeanor and felony. This offense is a Class C misdemeanor, fine of up to $500. The transportation officials asked police to accompany them in case David or others involved declined to sign the citation. The story continues over at austinno.streetwise.co.
Just take a step back. Why are the Arcade City folks in Austin in the first place?
Well, because Austin recently passed some very stringent law or ordinance saying that if you drive and you pick somebody up and they give you money when you drop them off, then you are a taxi driver and you must submit to all kinds of further background checks other than the ones that Uber and Lyft perform.
Right.
You have to go get fingerprints and some other stuff from the city, and you are then a taxi employee. And, well, Uber and Lyft say, no, you're not employees, you're
contractors. Yeah.
And so there were, you know, things along that to where the city made it very cost prohibitive for Uber and Lyft to operate. So Uber and Lyft pulled out. In comes Arcade City. Arcade City saying, no, we're not any kind of transportation network, whatever it is.
Right.
We're just people that, we're helping our neighbors get places, and we're organizing. You know, no, they don't call and say, I need a ride right now. These rides are scheduled ahead of time, so therefore they don't meet your definitions of stuff.
Right.
And, well, Austin PD seems to disagree.
And this is the key point. I mean, we've seen a shift in parts of the economy, I will say, towards this sort of gig economy where people do certain specific things for the exchange of money and services, which is great. And this whole story, since it started, even before Arcade City popped up, about how many different, you know, municipalities and states and different government levels of government were trying to fight Uber and Lyft, and now they're, you know, trying to make it tough for Airbnb, saying that, yeah, now you're officially hotels and all the regulation comes
right
along with it.
But yeah, there's nobody complaining about couchsurfing.com. Nobody's complaining about Craigslist, where you can schedule a ride. I need a ride to the seacoast.
But we know all the reasons why these things occur. And they're in generally when the big hand of government comes down to make it hard on somebody trying to break into the business, it's usually at the behest of the people that are already in the business, be it big
right
hotel, be it big taxi cab unions or taxi cab companies who have lots of money to be able to,
right,
to lobby.
We talked about some of this last right night when we were talking about the antitrust. This is just that same sort of thing in reverse.
Right.
Of protect me, Big Daddy government. Protect me from competition because I'm not performing the service good enough to outperform my competition.
Right. And this is what I hope that these are easy to understand wake-up calls for people that are that might not know enough to question whether government's too big or too small. But when you see innovation occurring, and you know, I remember the launches of Lyft and
Uber.
I thought, wow, what a brilliant idea! This is really going to change things. And you know, when government sits there and gets right in the way, then yeah, you got to have people that are going to disrupt it. and maybe wake some people up along the way.
The article continues, Arcade City, an alternative to Uber and other ride-hailing apps, offers ride-hailing service through a Facebook group, and it's not a ride-hailing service because you're not saying I need a ride right now. You're saying I need a ride tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So it's, you know, a scheduling of some sorts, but they're doing this through a Facebook group where riders request drivers, and drivers can later agree on a fee for the ride. The service has been controversial since it first launched in May after Uber and Lyft discontinued service in the city. In June, Austin police targeted Arcade City drivers in a sting that led four drivers getting tickets and having their cars impounded. The article says, it's illegal in Austin to accept money for giving someone a ride unless it is below the federal reimbursement rate.
Unreal.
Capital Factory founder Joshua Bear told Austin Inno that he had just landed in Vail, Colorado on Friday when he began getting messages about police entering the co-working space. And there's a short video. It's only 10 seconds long. There's no talking of any kind. But it looks like basically a giant warehouse type thing to where it's a very open floor plan.
Yeah, broken
there's
up
a bunch
into
of
cubes
desks
and,
again.
Yeah.
It's not even cubes. There's just a bunch of desks, and it's all open. And it looks sort of like a makerspace sort of thing that people can do computer work in. He says that he had just landed in Vail, Colorado when he began getting messages about police entering the space. He said Arcade City has been renting office space there for a few months, and that the company is not part of Capital Factory's investment portfolio. Quote, I can't imagine this was a completely unexpected turn of events. I was expecting something like this to happen eventually. He said he does not necessarily endorse how Arcade City operates, but he's glad they're trying to find innovative alternatives for finding rides in Austin. Quote, what they're doing is very interesting, and it's a complicated issue with a lot of different sides. And now here comes the absolute best part of this, the Arcade City Twitter feed that I'm presuming is being run by Arcade City founder Christopher David has the best tweet that I have ever read. At Austin Police, tweet first next time. I love it. I love how this guy, the cops are coming after him, and he's just standing there smiling. Hey, if you want to send me a tweet, maybe I'd have been there. Maybe not. I don't know. But we'll take your calls and thoughts on this or whatever is on your mind. Hour 2 next, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.